much of today's modern-day communication is thanks to Marconi, who invented the radio in 1870.
Marconi? Didn't he invent those little cherries at the top of ice cream sundaes, too?
Oh, baby, I love those.
Those are maraschino cherries, Sheen.
Gotcha. You're pronouncing his name wrong, Cindy. It's macaraschino.
Okay, you just zip it! And that is why Mr. Marconi should be considered the father of modern-day communication. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy! That was very informative.
There's only one problem. How could Marconi have invented the radio in 1870 when Thomas Edison didn't harness electricity until 12 years later?
It's America Chachino, Jimmy.
Well, what? How should I know? Maybe Marconi's radio didn't run on electricity.
Macarachine goes.
Oh, right. I forgot about the ever-popular mud-powered radio.
Oh, and I forgot about your mud-powered brain.
Hey, don't get mad at me, Cindy. All I said was that Thomas Edison is the one who invented...
Yeah. Thomas Edison. Just because you say his name all the time doesn't prove you're right.
Hey, where are you going, Jim?
She wants proof? I'll give her proof. No, I know it's risky, boy. I'll just prove my point and send him right back, I promise. Menlo Park, 1899, and initiate time pinch!
That Henry Ford is such a knucklehead. Where am I? Who took my iced tea?
Wow. Thomas Alva Edison.
Now, would you mind telling me what the patootie's going on? And where in blazes did you get that? Where I come from, that's copyright infringement! Copyright infringement!
No, come on. I'll explain everything in the hover car on the way over.
Hover car? What the Rudy Tooch a hover car? I'm in a hover car! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Woo! That hover car's a piece of work.
Aw, thanks, Mr. Edison. You know, I achieved the upward thrust using strontium-90 encrusted fuel rods and titanium valves.
Are you through? It's not that great, okay?
And that's why you should never feed a llama pancakes. Thank you.
Hold everything!
Ah, Jimmy! What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the world's greatest inventor, Thomas Edison.
Cool! I never met a dead guy before.
Hey, Cindy! I just came back from the lost and found.
Oh, really? Did you happen to see Jimmy's point?
I'll handle this, Jimbo. So you're Cindy, eh? Well, listen up, Chicky-Poo. The radio wasn't invented until 1893. Couldn't have happened without my electricity, neither. But did anybody ever send me a thank you note? No, they did not!
Wait a second. Now, who invented those cherries?
Well, thanks, Mr. Edison. Now, you probably have a million questions for me about the 21st century and the amazing scientific advances that we've made up... Hey, where'd he go?
Come on, darling. Give old Tommy a peek at them gams.
Fresh!
Mr. Edison, we should probably think about getting you back home.
Jimmy, maybe your friend Tom would like to see the town. I happen to have some time in my schedule.
Oh, come on, boyo. Let me step out with that teacher of yours.
Bad idea, sir. No offense, but see, if I don't send you back, there's just a chance that we might not ever be able to...
I accept. Come on, baby. Let's get stepping. Let's cut a rug. Let's paint the town red. Let's get jiggy with it! So tell me, honey, did it hurt?
Did what hurt?
Why, when you fell down from heaven.
Tom!
Come on, Jimmy. Come with us to Retroland. Hey, they've added 3 new loop-de-loops onto the Bad Outta Heck roller coaster.
Yeah, it's guaranteed to make you throw up all your money back.
Well, I can't. I have to wait for Edison and Miss Fowl to finish their date.
Oh, right.
Hey, what happened to the music?
I got it covered, dudes.
Huh?
The jukebox disappeared!
Oh, no. This is terrible! I've let Edison stay in the present too long! everything that runs on electricity is starting to disappear because I've erased the father of electricity from history.
This is horrible.
You're kidding me.
How'd you do that? Well, off to Retroland.
Bad out of heck, here we come.
Mr. Edison,
if you're looking for Captain Bad Hair Day, he just left with our teacher.
Mr. Edison!
Hey, Jimmy, check out my new wheelie shoes. I didn't invent them, but I could have if I felt like it.
They're very nice, Mr. Edison, but I've got to get you back to the lab.
Oh, no. I ain't going back. I like this newfangled world of yours. And I got the hots for Winifred, too.
No, but you don't understand. If I don't... Winifred? If I don't send you back soon, everything electric will disappear.
Well, gee, Jimmy, since you put it that way... Get over it!
Hey, don't scratch at it, boy. Without that solar battery, you could vanish into thin air. Now make with the options. Convince town that electricity's overrated? No. Change name and flee country? Possibly. Break up Edison and Miss Fowl? That's it! If I can break them up, Edison won't have any reason to stay here.
This is gonna be like the wildest ride ever!
Tell me about it! I haven't been this excited since... Wait a minute. I've never been as excited!
Here we go! Why we stop moving?
They probably just want to build up the suspense.
Okay, all the blood's going to my head.
Mine too. This is awesome!
Canine, get away from there!
Fooled ya! It's just me, Goddard. See? I installed a voice transformer inside this walkie-talkie. I talk right here. Thomas Edison's voice comes out there. Observe.
What did you do, everybody?
Pretty good, huh? Now open wide, boy. Aw, Goddard, this is gonna help me break up Edison and Miss Fowl. Now come on. Pretend it's a nice, crunchy lug nut. Good boy, good boy. Now here's the plan.
She's a hutsy, she's a scamp. Digs my incandescent lamp. Miss Fowl, she is the gal for me.
You get ready, boy.
She's the gal, hey, what a gal. Miss Fowl's the gal for me.
Oh, Tom, you're such a romantic.
Oh, you got that right, Toots. Will you hear this poem I wrote ya? Roses are red, violets are blue. Miss Fowl's armpits stink like an old skunk heap.
What?
Wait a minute. I didn't say that.
You said my armpits stink like a skunk heap.
Winnie, no, I didn't. I think you smell much more like an old cabbage.
Well, how dare you?
Well, knock 100 points off my IQ and call me Tesla. What in blazes is going on around here?
And I thought you were a gentleman.
That's funny. I thought you were a gentleman the first time I saw you. Can I call you man lady?
That's it. I'm leaving.
Winifred, wait! Yeah, man lady. Wait! Stop that! Hey, man lady. Can I get some fries with that shake?
Jimmy!
What's he doing here? And what's this?
It's a funny story, actually.
Hello? Hello? Who's in there? So, it was you saying all those things, eh?
Oh, right, yes! I needed to stop Miss Fowl from liking you so you'd be willing to go back to 1899.
You mean you don't think my pits stink?
Oh, no. They're entirely tolerable. And as for you, I ain't a-going.
Well, of course you're going, Tom.
What? But Winifred,
Don't you want to get hitched?
Oh, Tom, today was wonderful, but I'm not the marrying kind. I'm a free spirit, a butterfly in the breeze, going wherever fate wings me.
I understand, Winifred.
I knew you would, Tommy.
Jimmy, time for me to go home. So, how'd you build that fancy voice doohickey anyway?
It was nothing. I just diffused the frequency of the sound waves with a Bordner device and a carbon transmitter.
All right, relax. It's still not that big a deal.
Yeah, take it to the limit, baby! Oh, yeah!
Oh, thank goodness!
Aw, man! Bummer!